Loyalty is important to any relationship. It's good that you've come to me today because you need to prove you're still loyal to her. Oh, it's been getting a bit much, hasn't it? All the time spent online, fantasizing, getting swept away in a world of sexual pleasure with voices of all those other women slowly seducing you away. Maybe you promised yourself no more coming to other women. Maybe you even promised her no more coming to other women. Has she caught you? Or do you just realize yourself that you need to make some changes? This audio is for you to prove to yourself that you still belong to her. All you need to do is listen the whole way through without coming to my naughty whispers. That shouldn't be too hard. Of course, you can touch yourself as much as you want. You can stroke, you can edge. Just keep yourself from going too far. Hold back from coming to me. Don't let a desire for intimacy with me grow. Stop yourself from wanting to cheat on her with me. Don't let those lustful thoughts of my intense sexuality begin to fog your mind and make you forget her. This is your chance to prove your loyalty to her. Do not come. The truth is, I don't actually want to be a homewrecker. I don't want to seduce guys away from their partners or have anything to do with a relationship breaking up. I'd love to find a guy, fall in love, live the wholesome life, but oh, I can't help myself. Something inside me just wants to take what isn't mine, no matter the consequences. Forbidden fruit always tastes better when your cock is forbidden to me. You need it for her, but I want it for me. I want to use it to pleasure myself, to satisfy my own lust and my own dark temptations. I want to make you forget her name as you shout mine in a mindless lust. I don't like having these thoughts. I'm sure you can relate. You don't want to cheat on her. You want to stay loyal, but it's so hard to say no. It's so hard to keep yourself from fantasizing. I have a fantasy about you. In this fantasy, she knows about me. And she knows that we're together in a hotel room, spending the night. All she wants is for you to say no and come back to her, but you sit on the edge of the bed, watching me slowly peel off my clothing, completely captivated by me. As each layer slides off my body, more skin is revealed and you find yourself almost entranced by my presence. Your eyes wander. You can't stop them. You just need to take in every part of me. You imagine what it would be like to feel my skin on your lips, to kiss my neck as you run your hands up and down to all the naughty places that look so inviting. You want to smell my hair. You want to hear my naughty words. You want to be overwhelmed so you can just give in. My body is unlike anything you've ever seen. And as that last piece of clothing falls to the floor, I stand before you completely naked, with eyes telling you all I want is to get fucked. I lay down at the head of the bed. Thoughts of her still swirl around in your head, and you keep sitting at the foot of the bed, facing away from me, feeling that hesitation. You can see the door to the hotel room. It would be so easy to stand up and leave. Just shake those lustful thoughts out of your mind and go back to her, but... And that's when you hear it. You hear me slowly gliding my fingers in and out. Oh, a shiver runs down your spine, and you turn to see me sitting at the head of the bed, legs spread wide, eyes desperate for you. Oh. Would you like to taste me? You pause for what seems like an eternity as you watch me pleasure myself. Oh, you realize this is where you belong. Oh, in my bed. Oh, tasting the forbidden fruit. Oh, taste me. Imagine your face buried between my legs. Oh. Long, slow legs. Let your tongue in deeper. Oh, my pleasure becomes yours. With each taste, every time you hesitate, then move your face back in to taste me again. And again, and again, you submit more and more to your lust, and she fades. More and more from your mind. Fuck. Oh, what's her name again? Oh, can you remember? Oh, do you even want to remember? Where are your hands while you do this? Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, let the taste of me intoxicate you. Oh, let it remove your inhibitions as you keep licking, kissing. fucking pleasuring. Oh, it's not enough. Oh, though, is it? You aren't satisfied feeling inside me with just your tongue. Oh, your cock needs it. Yes. Oh, your cock needs to feel me grip it. Fuck. Oh, yes. Yeah, fuck, yes. You sit up and stare down my body. Oh, tracing each curve with your eyes. Knowing you're about to experience every inch of me in the deepest, most intimate and erotic pleasure you could imagine. You are ready to fuck me. Oh, but as I see the conflict on your face begin to fade, mine starts to grow. Oh, I shouldn't be doing this to you. I shouldn't be tempting you this way. Oh, but I can't help myself. I see your cock throbbing between your legs. Oh, as I watch pre-cum drip out, I realize that just the thought of one night with me has pulled you away from her. Fuck, and I love it. I need it. I need you to come inside of me. I don't want to feel this way, but I do. I want to make you mine. And more than anything. Oh, more than anything. I want to be used like a toy. Like a home-wrecking fuck doll designed for one thing. To make you come hard. I sit up and begin to kiss you. That's when you realized we hadn't kissed yet or had foreplay of any kind. Oh, once you saw my naked body, you just reacted in desire. Oh, but now is our chance to go even further beyond just pleasure. Oh, fuck. Previously just a carnal lust has now become something intimate as our hands trace over our skin and you feel the parts of me your mind so desperately wanted to touch the most. You start feeling a deeper connection than just lust. We begin communicating with our hands and lips. This is more than just your cock wanting to orgasm. It's about getting to know each other and being physically and spiritually connected. You start thinking of what it would be like to be with me, not just now, but always. What it would be like to have these breasts, these lips, this perfect body, and beautiful pussy day after day. My lips trace across your neck, and you imagine yourself as my boyfriend, going on dates, holding hands as we walk down the street together. And the more we feel each other, the less you can think of reasons we shouldn't be together. One by one, they fade as our intimacy grows until The only thought you have left is of me, and pressure builds in your cock. We need release. Both of us together. I gently lay back down and pull you with me. As you slowly, very slowly, push your cock inside me. We stare into each other's eyes and watch the pleasure up in them as our bodies become one. I can feel it so tightly inside me. Every inch that your cock pushes inside me floods me with another wave of pleasure. And just when I think you're as deep as you can go, your hips give me a final thrust down, and my body becomes completely overwhelmed in pleasure. Oh, it feels so good because it shouldn't. Oh, there's no going back now. This is when we fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, this feels so good. Yes, baby. Oh, keep looking into my eyes as you fuck me. Run your hands along your favorite parts of me. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, I want to feel you explode and fill me up. Oh, I want to spend the next hour laying here and feel you fuck me like this. So slowly.
Come with me. Oh, I'm gonna
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes. 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 Oh my god. Wow. Oh my god, that was so intense. Oh. Our bodies collapse next to each other. Completely exhausted. I lay with my head on your shoulder. Oh, you can smell my hair. Pleasure continues to linger in your cock as you start catching your breath and calming yourself down. Oh, I slowly slide my fingers down your chest. And down my chest and my stomach and down to my tight little pussy, curious to finally have an answer to the only question that matters. Did you prove your loyalty? Or will my fingers find your cum right where it belongs? With me.